Greek beginnings. Early Greek civilization arose on and off the Greek mainland. Two ancient peoples, the Minoans and the Mycenaeans, made an important impact on Greek history. Minoan civilization. From about 3000 to about 1100 BC, Bronze Age people called the Minoans lived on the island of Crete. Washed by the waters of the Aegean and Mediterranean seas, Crete was an ideal place for the Minoans to develop a broad sea trade network. Mainland Greece and other Greek islands, as well as Egypt and Sicily, traded with the Minoans, who at one time dominated the Aegean. Archaeological finds show that the Minoans had developed a vibrant culture. Samples of Minoan writing have been found on thousands of clay tablets. A grand palace once stood in the ancient Crete city of Knossos. Palace ruins hint at rooms once covered with fanciful wall paintings. Various statues found within suggest that the Minoans worshipped goddesses. In the middle of the 1400s BC, Knossos was destroyed, and Minoan civilization declined. People from mainland Greece, the Mycenaeans, were the likely invaders. The Mycenaeans. After the Mycenaeans came into power, mainland and island cultures blended. However, the focus of these cultures moved to the mainland, where the city of Mycenae was located. At the height of their power, around 1400 BC, the Mycenaeans controlled the Aegean Sea and parts of the Mediterranean. Like the Minoans, the Mycenaeans also used writing. Studies of the Mycenaean script show that they spoke an early form of modern Greek. The Minoans had gained much of their power through trade. Although the Mycenaeans traded widely, they relied upon conquest to spread their power. The Trojan War. Greek myth tells the story of the Trojan War, a long struggle between Greece and the city of Troy on the west coast of Asia Minor, in present-day Turkey. It's possible that Mycenaean warriors inspired this legend. According to the myths, the Greeks conquered Troy by using a trick, the Trojan horse. Greek warriors hid inside a huge wooden horse. The horse was rolled to the city gates. Thinking it was a gift, the Trojans brought the horse into their city. During the night, the Greek soldiers climbed out of the horse and let the rest of their army into Troy. The Greeks burned and looted Troy and then returned home. Two epics, or long storytelling poems, about the Trojan War survive today. They are the Iliad and the Odyssey. These epics may have been composed by many people, but they are credited to a poet called Homer. The poems were important to the Greeks. They taught them what their gods were like and how the noblest of their heroes behaved. Today, people think these poems came from stories memorized by several poets and passed down by word of mouth through many generations. Homer may have been the last and greatest in this line of poets who told about the Trojan War. Most historians agree that the Trojan War did not happen exactly as Homer described it. Some believe that Homer's epics were inspired by a long battle between the Greeks and Trojans. But others argue that the epics were inspired by a series of minor battles. Troy was destroyed by a large fire in the mid-1200s BC. An act that some historians believe may have been committed by invaders from Greece. Reading check. Contrast how Minoans and Mycenaeans spread their power.